You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up.
There's all kinds of things that you can talk about on a first date that might cause an argument, like religion, politics. Mm-hmm. There's also places you shouldn't go on a first date that can cause an argument. Anything where you'd have to work together as a couple to kind of solve something.
Gotcha, like an escape room.
Yes.
Yeah,
like
panic room stuff, yeah.
Oh my gosh, an escape room on a first date, not a good idea. Because you're going to get frustrated with each other eventually and be like, I said it goes in the round hole right here. You're an idiot. I never want to see you again. And Mackenzie, who was on the phone for a first date follow-up today, did something similar on her first date. So maybe there was an argument. She's not getting a call back. She says she went to a maze. We'll find out what the date is in just a second. But first, Mackenzie, what's up? Thanks for your email.
Hey guys, yeah, I was just wondering if you could help me out.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing it right now, so.
No, hopefully we can.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, so tell us a little bit about the guy you went on a date with that is now not calling you back.
I went on a date with this guy named Matt, and I've been on Tinder for a while, and we met on Tinder, and I really liked him, and I've had a couple of misfortune with Tinder. Let's just put it that way.
Hasn't everybody?
And, yeah, I'm like getting so sick of that.
It's app. No farmersonly.com, anyway. That's for sure.
Yeah. So we had a really cool, great date idea. Basically he was like, I want to take you to this maze. And I was like, a maze? That sounds so cool. Like, that's normally something people do on, like, Halloween or something.
Yeah, and never a good idea.
So anyway, he's like, there's one that's year-round near my house. We'll kind of go there and hang out. And so when we meet up, he's just like the photos, super attractive, so sweet. He brought, like, these snacks for me and like some water and stuff because we were going to be outside.
And you might get lost and be stuck in that maze forever.
Right.
Maybe that's
so
his
we'll
plan.
Just, like, you know, have a picnic in the middle of the maze. It's fine. We had a great time. Like, we just went through the whole maze. We finally finished it. And, you know, he said he would text me afterwards, after we kissed and everything, which was great.
That's nice.
And yeah. and then he never did text me. And so I'm kind of trying to figure out what's going on.
The date sounds fantastic. Did you try and text him though after the date?
Yeah, I waited a couple of days and then I texted him and he never responded. And so, I don't know, I thought it was weird that he said that he would text me and he never did.
You can't think of why?
I am kind of awful with directions. And so we got lost often. Like, every time I was like, let's go this way, it was a dead end or it led us back in a circle or whatever.
Right.
And so, like, you know, maybe he thought I was, like, kind of ditzy. Maybe he thought that I was just, like, you know, just being bossy for the sake of being bossy without any kind of experience. I don't know.
Well, I don't think you could take that personally because, I mean, if you're in a maze, chances are you're not going to know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the whole idea of a maze.
And like on first dates, like it doesn't ever get that crazy, right? Like, I mean, have you guys ever been on a date, or do you guys act like, I just can't fathom like being on a date and actually getting upset or like any sort of weird way.
Yeah.
Unless you're really annoyed with them and don't like them and just want the date to end.
I have been on one of those before.
Yeah,
I've gotten in an argument on a first date before.
Same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
What were those like?
It was awkward because I was on like a double date. My buddy had a girlfriend, you know, it was her friend that I was supposed to be on the date with.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not get along at all. So the whole time they're fine and we were arguing, it ended with me dropping them off somewhere and leaving. Usually doesn't get heated on a first date, but it could. And maybe he just got like frustrated too.
Yeah. I mean, like he was very sweet. Like it didn't really seem like he was upset, but maybe he was. And I don't know, maybe I just didn't read it right.
Well, we'll see if that's the reason. We'll play a song. Come back, call him, and see if we can figure out why he isn't getting back to you after your date, okay?
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show on Hits 106.1. If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Mackenzie is on the phone, and Mackenzie went on a date with a dude named Matt. She met him on Tinder, and they went to a maze.
Matt and Mackenzie went to a maze.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Lots of M's.
She liked him a lot. They had a really fun time. They even kissed good night. And after the date, she hasn't heard anything from him. She doesn't know why. The only reason that she can think of is that maybe she was frustrating on the maze.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason that he doesn't want to go out with her again. But other than that, can't think of anything, Mackenzie. You sure?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what my problem is like, I thought it was a great date and now I have no idea why he's not texting me.
All right. Well, we'll call him right now and see if we can figure it out for you. Here we go.
Hello.
This is Jubal from the Jubal Show speaking.
And this is Alex Fresh from the Jubal Show speaking.
And this is English Evan from the Jubal Show speaking.
And now all of us are speaking.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what the Jubal Show is at all?
Yeah, I've heard it, but like, what are you guys up to? What is this about?
Yeah, we're just working, just doing a first date follow up segment. You know, that's a segment where we call someone. And if they've been on a date with someone and not calling them back, then we ask them why. We're doing that segment right now. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
What happened? So who do you think that we're talking about?
I'm really not sure, to be honest.
It rhymes with Mackenzie. That's what it rhymes with.
Can you tell us why you're not calling Mackenzie back?
She's a cool girl, but unfortunately for her, it's bad timing. I'm wrapping up the trial run of girls I've been dating off Tinder.
Trial run?
What does that mean?
Yeah, the trial, you know, you have the trial run, and then they eventually bring to the starters. She just didn't make the cut.
Mm. So you're a player?
I wouldn't say I'm a player, but I just have, you know, I'm just have priorities and I have a limited time.
Have you like settled on one person, or she's just not on the level of the other ones that you want to date?
She's just not on the level. She just cut below.
She's a decent,
it's just, she came out at the end and I don't know. The other ones already blew me away.
So she didn't make the cut to get on your team, huh?
No, unfortunately.
Are a lot of people trying to get on Matt's team? Is that the issue?
Yeah, I usually have 5 starters right now.
Oh my God.
Owning it.
Don't hate the player, guys. Hate the game.
Yeah, I mean, she's a decent kisser and everything, but she was just a trial girl. That's all.
Trial girl. I've never heard that term before, ever.
That's...
No, everyone's saying it.
I think it's just you, Matt.
I think it might just be you, but that explains it. She was a trial girl. She didn't have enough to make it through to the next round.
Okay. Have we clarified enough?
No, she did not.
Well, Mackenzie is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Hi, Matt.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Hello?
Mackenzie, are you still there or do you have another trial to get to?
Yeah, I'm still here. I heard it all. I made it through this trial at least.
Are you dating anyone else? You know, kind of like he is. You know how, I mean, you guys are on Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've dated people, but I don't date people, like, all at once, if that makes sense. Like, I will, like,
I don't agree with that. I don't think it's like you're, I mean, if I'm online dating, I'm going to be testing several people once.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
It's normal. So
yeah, until you make it official with someone, you can date.
Yeah. I just think the way
I don't know.
That phrasing it is a bit strange.
Yeah. Like, it's fine that you're dating people, but like a trial girl, like you're just like, I don't know, trying me on like a pair of shoes or something and just like, I don't know, just discarding me afterwards, like, and not even like saying anything to me. Like, that's kind of messed up, especially because we've been talking for a little bit before we met.
I wouldn't take a trial girl. I mean, every girl's a trial girl at first, so I wouldn't get too offended by that.
I mean, honestly, it's just the right fit.
That's all.
He probably wouldn't have said those exact words if he knew you were on the phone.
Oh, no, I would have.
Oh, you're, just kidding, Kinsey. He would have.
Okay.
Well, it would have been nice for you to have, like, just let me know.
Well, I thought you got the hint when I didn't text you.
Yeah, like, I just wanted to know why. You didn't have to, like, give me a long explanation. Just like, hey, I'm not interested or I'm seeing someone else now. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I deserve more than to be just discarded.
I mean, you said you would call her a trial girl to her face. You could at least text her and be like, hey, I'm not interested in going out again.
Yeah.
Well, now you got your answer now, though. So, I mean, is that good enough for you?
Yeah, but I had to go on the radio to get the answer. Like, why would you be such a jerk about it?
I'd like to get an answer. Matt, would you like to go on another date with Mackenzie? We'll pay for it.
You know what? I'll give you another shot. Give you another opportunity. If you really want it that badly. So.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
You mean another trial. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see how it is.
I don't give those out very often.
Oh. Your chance at a second shot
to make it
to Matt's starting lineup. What do you think, Mackenzie?
Wow, I just feel so privileged. Gee, Matt, thanks. Like, great. I don't think so. I think I'm pretty much done with this. This is like, if that's how you treat women, then no. I don't think so. And Matt, maybe you should go to like a hair doctor to get that receding hairline fixed.
Oh, low blow.
Yikes.
Yeah. Apparently he's got a receding hairline and he can still have trial girls.
And have someone want to find out why he ghosted them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame Mackenzie just didn't have the Matt factor.
Sounds like she would have put up with his receding hairline.
I know. It sounds like she was almost on the fence about maybe like, okay, well, he's going to call me a trial girl. I'll go out with him again and then show him that I should be a starting lineup. Here, let's throw it out to everybody listening right now. Text in 41061. Is it rude to be known as a trial person? Like, if you're dating someone and they call you a trial girl or a trial guy before you make it to the next level, is it rude or is it okay?
No, for the love of God.
Oh, to me, it's definitely rude.
No.
So it wouldn't be rude, Alex, if we were dating?
I don't care. Call what you want. It is what it is.
Because you know you'd make it to the starting lineup. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.